الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول لعلكم ترحمون. وقال تعالى أيضا: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العلي العظيم، صدق رسول النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Ladies and friends, according to the benefits of our other company, the Hazrat's command to be just by his mention a few things which Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart through the barakat of our Hazrat, is Allah Ta'ala also with extreme mercy and kindness. Allah Ta'ala has created us as Ashraful Makhluqat, the best of all creation, which means Allah Ta'ala wants us to enjoy the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that Allah ta'ala has made all the intizam, all the arrangements for us. Complete arrangements Allah ta'ala has made, and Allah ta'ala has, so to say, put us on the path. As we learn from our Hazrat, that now Allah ta'ala has sent us in this world and given us a choice. Generally we see when a person wants to undertake a journey, before he confirms his ticket, he makes two or three provisional bookings. And then he decides which booking is good for me. Allah Ta'ala also has sent us in this world with two provisional bookings. One is the booking for Jannah, and Allah Ta'ala has, so to say, taught us and commanded us, let's confirm this booking for you. On the other hand, there is a booking of Jahannam. And Allah Ta'ala has informed us over and over, and through the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that cancel this booking. Don't even think of that booking. Just confirm your booking towards Jannah. But unfortunately, when we come in this world, we get caught up with all the bombardment of the environment, which Shaitan, his work is to distract us. And distract us in such a way that our nafs becomes addicted to this way of life. So we, on our own, we get caught up in the temporary world of the dunya, and we think that my way for success, my way for goodness in this world, if I get this degree, if I got that profession, if I got that business, my son, if he goes to this university, that will be my way of success. But we find everybody going in that direction, nobody has got peace, contentment, harmony. We just came back from one supper now, alhamdulillah, and one person asked me, he's also responsible for one masjid, that he says, Maulana, there is no country in the world today, Muslim country, where we can say that go and see that people in those countries and you will know how to follow Islam. So what are we going to do for our next generation? How are we going to survive? So Allah Ta'ala has the thought in mind, it is correct, it's from Allah, it is not, it's from my nafs and shaitan. That I told him, just forget the next generation. We have to start ourselves immediately. And we have went out of that fold which Allah Ta'ala has taught us, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. We all want to enjoy the mercy of Allah. We all want peace and harmony. And we all want peaceful conditions in the world. And as our Shaykh has taught us, Allah has given us a deen according to our desire. Allah wants us to live a peaceful life. Allah wants us to enjoy His mercy. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has taught us two simple steps. One is Ati'ullah, complete obedience to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this complete obedience can only be accepted by Allah wa Ati'ur Rasul. If we obey and have complete obedience to the way of life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not according to our understanding, not according to our thinking that it's a modern world, Islam has to be adjusted. Wherever you can go in the world, that Islam will be accepted by Allah, is Allah saying of Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In any way in the world, people that remain firm on that way of life, you will find they have got peace and contentment. And peace and contentment is not an outward condition that if a person has got a nice car, he's got a nice house, he's got peace and contentment. We shouldn't be fooled by this. This is a condition of the heart. And that is why Allah Rabbul Izzat has taught us and commanded us that how to obey Allah's command again and how to follow the life of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala taught us, but thus we have to make dua daily. And so to say Allah has made it for us, that Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim. So Allah put us on that straight path, that path that we don't deviate ourselves from your mercy, from the peace and contented life. And then Allah Ta'ala taught us, very, very important, which our Shaykh teaches us today, myself first of all, any negligent in making dua. Dua is the first step. Whatever we need, and for dua you don't even need a musalla. You don't have to be in a masjid. Any time, any thought comes to you and you worry, turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala understands all the languages. Allah is the creator of languages. And Allah will never get confused that the whole world is talking to Allah at the same time. Allah never gets confused and Allah knows exactly what is good for us. But he does by charity and negligence. So we see this is one of our causes that we don't see peaceful conditions coming to the world. So the first step is to be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for dua. Then Allah Ta'ala says, in order to obey the command of Allah, that Sirat al-Lajjah, that Zalik al-Kitab, this is the Kitab of Allah. There's no doubting. Brings the Qur'an al-Kareem part of our life. And it starts with Tilawat of Qur'an al-Kareem. And today myself, we all should think, another day in my life has gone, the day of Juma, if I make my normal Tilawat. Every Muslim is supposed to be having his normal tafsir that I read so many pages every day. And I can't be Muslim. So tilawat of Quran is Kareem, then the reality of Quran is Kareem has to come into our life, and for that Allah Ta'ala has taught us Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. The path of those Allah has favored, that is the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the Siddiqeen, the very pious servants of Allah, the Shuhada, the martyrs who gave their life for Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the Salihin, which Allah will keep, till when Allah wants to keep before the world comes to an end. So, to understand, to walk on the path of Quran al-Kareem, which is the safe path, we have to follow in the path of the pious servants of Allah. Then Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Normally in Arabic the word لَعَلَّكُمْ is perhaps. But when Allah Ta'ala says لَعَلَّكُمْ is not perhaps, it's definitely Allah's mercy will descend upon us. So respected elders and friends, Allah knew and Allah knows that we are weak. We have come in this world, we get caught up. So together with that, Allah has brought us to kept the beautiful door of Tawbah open for us. Istighfar. At the moment we've gone offline, don't make excuses. And don't try and prove ourselves right. Just accept wholeheartedly that I accept I have gone totally wrong into the fashionable world in all the perfection. That is why I don't have peace in my heart. For that, all I have to do, make istighfar, make tawbah, and then hold the hands of one of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and definitely you will see the pious servants can only be those people who are following in the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who can make? Then definitely Allah Ta'ala's mercy will come. Then we don't have to make big noises in the world. Automatically, people are thirsty for the way of life. And people are thirsty for these simple solutions. And Allah has put one example in my mind. At the end of inshallah, I explained to this person that our example is like a small child. That if it's raining heavy, the mother needs to cook something, but she's short of something, potatoes or something, there's nobody to go with her, nobody to send to the shop to buy the potatoes, so she has to put a burqa and go herself. She can't leave her 2-3-year-old son in the house alone. So she takes the umbrella, puts on her hijab and she goes out. And she tells her son, you walk with me, close to me, under the umbrella, you don't get wet. But as they go out, you know, children are naughty, he pulls his hand away from the mother and he's crying and getting wet. Mother was fully wet to walk here, so he won't get wet. But children don't listen. He walks again, move away, and sometimes the mother is stern, and this is what he has to be. Parents have to be stern. So she's giving one two snacks, and you come few minutes, again you run away, you cry. So exactly the same, Allah has spread the umbrella of His mercy ever since Allah created us. The commands of Allah, the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have moved out of the umbrella of the mercy of Allah, and we all cry in Alhamdulillah, and say, Ya Allah, where is your mercy? Allah's mercy is there. And sometimes, Allah is more beloved than a mother. Allah sends certain conditions. This is like a snack. Allah sends a condition, an accident comes, some must have come, but that will come back under my umbrella. And then if you still don't listen, then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَلَّامِ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah Ta'ala doesn't ever cause the least harm to any of His servants or any of His creation. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. We are very, very fortunate because Allah said, He was a true pious servant of Allah. Then Allah gave us Quran Kareem, Allah gave us this month of Ramadan to remind us before the Shaban, before the Rajab, that you people are off, come back. Then this is to myself, we all should see our own condition. Come back onto your Salah, come back onto your Istighfar, and then make connection through the pious servants and become the friends of Allah and enjoy the Rahmat of Allah in this world already. In the Akhirat, what can happen? Allah give us tawfiq and understanding of the Prophet.